The Unwitting Leader, author Joseph Piller, published by Nordic Success Publishing. Leadership books are often about how leaders should lead a group, inspire it, and get everyone to go in the same direction. They can be about an entrepreneur who has grown with his or her company and has employees. They can also be about a larger company where someone has been given a managerial role voluntarily or involuntarily. I have probably been in all of these situations, both as a leader and as an employee. What I've learned during my life is that you need to learn something much more important than just cooperating. First of all, you need to learn how to lead yourself. One thing is, for example, to write a book. Studies have shown that over 80% of the population has thought about writing a book. However, it's less than 1% that have actually done it. It can hardly be because a manager told us not to write. We must lead ourselves. If we don't, we will start the autopilot that will handle everything for us. In that case, we'll know everything about all the reality shows, all the series, and all the junk that bitter people post on social media. In that case, we'll wake up old and bitter. In that case, we'll blame everything on someone else. It's the old manager's fault. It's the fault of colleagues and society. I know because I myself have been there. For many years, I was lost. When I started to get hold of my life and slowly but surely started to lead myself, there were a lot of changes. Some were more painful than others. There was constant fear in the form of figments of my brain. They often said, "You know what you have, but not what you'll get." Even if you're feeling awful now, what if it gets worse? At such moments, it's extremely easy to not dare to take the step. Imagine if it gets worse. I was separated from some people close to me, and it actually got worse for a while. Not because I had made the decision, but just because the people I had opted out of counterattacked me instead. They couldn't understand. They didn't want to understand. They used shame and blame just as they had done before. After a couple of years, I could look back and realize what a good decision it was. Our brains are very primitive and really quite stupid in many ways. For example, I need to work daily with my thought patterns. As soon as a negative thought appears, and it happens often, I need to redirect my mind at once with a positive thought. When you're climbing the mountain, which requires tremendous discipline, you're not...